It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we are right on the cusp. In another week, well, if the weather warms up, in another week, the landscape around us will look as though it were painted by pointillists. There will be little dots of color everywhere, and some will be green, and some will be pale white, and some will be yellow. There will be just everything will look as though it were made up of a million tiny dots of color, and it will be quite spectacular. As soon as the weather warms just slightly, and looking down the weather forecast over the last couple of days, it looks like it might be next week before we really see any significant changes in the weather to bring about some of these changes that we are kind of anticipating. And I've been looking. I've been out every day, walking around, checking this and that and the other. And for some of you who have been watching KAXE, KBXE Facebook page, you've seen a picture or two that I have posted. I had Trailing Arbutus is probably at its peak of bloom. The hepaticas at my house are just getting started. There are a few in bloom, according to my neighbor, who saw some on my property that I didn't even know I had. And the ones that I checked out yesterday, there were flower buds, but no flowers yet. So hepaticas are coming along. Some people in certain areas are seeing the marsh marigolds, cowslips in bloom. I checked the usual spot, and they hadn't even come up above ground yet. And then I happened to be walking down the trail a little further, and I found a plant about 4 or 5 inches high, and it had 4 buds, which will be blooming pretty soon. So cowslips, and those are bright yellow, and they're going to be growing in the ditches. And the thing about cowslips that make them kind of interesting is that if you go to pick cowslips to bring them home to your house, two things are going to happen. A, your feet are going to get wet because they always grow in or very near water. And B, you're hardly going to get them home before the petals fall off. So cowslips don't make good posies. They don't make good flower arrangements. They don't last very long. You pick them and they're wilting in your hand almost as quickly as you can move them from that wet area where you picked them to the dry area you were standing on before you went in there to get them. So just enjoy them, look at them where they grow, and be happy that they're there. But, you know, they're not worth picking. I mean, they just don't last long enough. They're not going to be around for 2 days. They're going to be wilted and gone almost immediately after you pick them. So better off just leaving them where they are and going back to visit them. They're lovely, and they'll do just fine where they are, but picking them is kind of a downhill slide. It's a pretty steep downhill slide, come to think of it. I was checking out the hazel, the beaked, and the American hazel over this past week. There are still flowers on them. The male flowers are pretty wilted and gone, but the female flowers are still open. And they began breaking leaf bud, and that's about 8 days early. I had them on the 18th, so tomorrow would be their average date for breaking leaf bud. And that will be one of those pointillist paintings that you're going to be looking at in the next few days. I noted this past week also on the 18th that the first of the red maple flowers, the male flowers on the red maples, began to fall. And that event might have been precipitated by the inch and almost a half. I had 1.49 inches of rain in that episode last week on, I believe it was Wednesday. And that kind of set the table, and I think that it may have knocked off some of the flowers off the maples. But Now, yesterday I was out walking around and there were male flowers falling everywhere. So it wasn't wind or rain. It was just the fact that they're done pollinating and those flowers are now down. And those that remain are the female flowers. So if you see a maple that's in flower now, chances are, not in every case, because each has their own phenology within a range, but the chances are that you're going to be looking at the female red maples more than the males. I would estimate, let's see, looking at it, the average date for the male flowers to fall turns out to be the May 1st. The earliest was in 2010. The maple's flowers began to fall on the 13th of April. The latest, as you might guess, was on the 18th of May in 2013. I was surprised that 2012 didn't actually come in earlier than 2010, but both of those were pretty warm springs, so that's what's happening with the red maples. Lots of plants out there that are starting to leaf out. Lots of the willows are starting to leaf out, and the birches are breaking leaf bud, and so there's lots of things going on. In the bog, the leatherleaf, the Camadaphne calliculata, is beginning to bloom. I saw my first flowers yesterday, and that's about a month behind what was going on up at Spruce, where they're heating those areas. But they're coming along nicely. And what do I have for them? Let's see. Where is it? Leatherleaf. First flowers are, oh my, this says 28 days early, but that's because that was the report from the bog. So that would be about average. They're pretty close to being on schedule there. Trailing arbutus, first flowers are 10 days early. Fly honeysuckle, Canada fly honeysuckle, the flower buds were out pretty early, but they haven't bloomed yet. I looked at them yesterday, and there are some that are just sitting on the edge of blooming and ready to let her rip, but this cool weather is keeping them closed. Along the edge of the bog, the water horsetail is up and beginning to develop. You can see it coming up if you're walking along the edge of a bog. These dark green, almost black-looking fingers are going to be sticking up. They're bigger than a pencil, kind of on the order of a ballpoint pen, and quite bluntly tapered at the end. And those are the beginnings of the water equisetum, water horsetail. And Ed Dallas told me in a conversation this morning that that the upland, either the meadow or the field equisetum, or perhaps the woods equisetum, one of those three that grow on the uplands, all are called horsetails or foxtails. All are beginning to, one of those or several of those are beginning to emerge along the roads in the Deerwood area. I haven't seen it yet at my house, so it'll be in the southern parts, probably you're seeing equisetum coming up along the edges of the gravel roads. In the northern reaches, not yet. Box elder flowers are open. The big tooth aspen catkins are fully distended. That's about 2 weeks early, 12 days early. I saw my first turkey vulture this past week on the 19th. That was 8 days late. Big tooth aspen catkins, 12 days early. Wilson snipe, the Wilson snipe are back, and you never see these. These are small birds. Well, I won't say you never see them, but what you will notice is that day and night you will hear this winnowing as they make these shallow dives and they flutter their tail feathers and their wings, and it creates a kind of a sort of a sound. And that's pretty common around the area right now. Wood rush, a grass, or it looks like a grass, and grows in the forest on the floor. Small tufts of these grasses, rushes, I guess is what they are, Luzula acuminata. These wood rushes, the flowers on them look a bit like the explosion that you would associate with a bit of fireworks. They come up, the flower comes up and then pops open, and you have these little flower heads that are pointing in all directions. So it's a quite spectacular flower. And that's wood rush. It's blooming now. I saw some American kestrels this past week, and my friend Sam Miltich reported American kestrels. Northern sweet coltsfoot is blooming up this way. And I saw a flock of double-breasted cormorants coming back to northern Minnesota. Bloodroot is in bloom, and I have quite the patches of it. Now, bloodroot is one of those Myrmecocorus plants that the ants haul the seeds away and plant, and we've talked about that. The seeds have a little bit of oil on them, which makes them kind of desirable for the ants, and the flowers put a little oil on the seeds so that the ants will carry it away. And if you have bloodroot, what you will notice is that kind of patchy eruptions of it around your yard where the ants have hauled the seeds and the seeds have gotten started. Speckled alders, the catkins are pretty much done. The flowering's all over for the speckled alder. These are really early season flowering plants, probably the earliest flowering plants here in northern Minnesota. The earliest to release pollen, at any rate, right up there with the aspens. The average date for the, pardon me, the speckled alder leaves to emerge is the 30th of April, and the earliest was on the 13th of April in 2010, and the latest was on the 16th of May in 2011. So, again, the speckled alders are this year 23rd, last year the 18th of April, then 15, the 4th of May, and 13, the 6th of May, the 24th of April in 2012, and the 16th of May in 2011. So a little bit of a rundown on those. We're running, I wouldn't say terribly early or terribly late. We just seem to be on a little bit earlier than average, but this cold weather that we've got coming is going to kind of settle us quite a bit. If you've been watching the trembling aspen, the quaking aspen, you probably noticed that all the male flowers have fallen off, and the female flowers are now starting to dominate the trembling aspen. And they're going to give it a kind of a greenish hue, which are the seed pods that are forming on the catkins that the females will put out. And those seed pods are going to sometimes fool you into thinking that the tree is leafing out. But in fact, that green is a little bit darker than the green of the newly emerging leaf of the quaking aspen. And I would not expect to see quaking aspen much before early next week, which will put it a little bit on the late side, because on average, the quaking aspen break leaf bud on the 29th of April. And that is a trend toward earlier, because it was the 1st of May. So we are gradually moving toward earlier and earlier leaf out for trembling aspen. Eastern cottonwoods, the male flowers are falling off of the eastern cottonwoods. These cottonwoods have bright red flowers, and they're catkins. They're long, dangly kind of catkins, but they are bright red, so you want to check those out. Nannyberry is, the leaves are out far enough where I can see the petioles, the stems that hold the leaves on the nannyberry. And meadowsweet is beginning to break bud. I was down along the edge of the pond yesterday, and I scared up a sandhill crane. Actually, I don't know how scared it was, but when it got up, it was so close to me, I was scared. And they are magnificent birds and large. And this guy jumped up and started flying away from me from a pretty close distance. And I was taken aback. I stumbled a bit as I kind of caught my senses. Pennsylvania sedge at my house is just now budded, but not yet flowering. And I've been checking on my rattlesnake plantain, and I have two species. I have downy pubescens, and I have tessellated, and they are both doing very well. I'm really pleased to say that they are standing up well to the forest, and I hope that they will continue to propagate in my forest. The wood frogs seem to be done singing. The spring peepers were still singing a little bit this morning, but the biggest singer in the forest right now, or in the forest, in the bog or in the swamp right now, is the western chorus frog, or the boreal chorus frog. So bush honeysuckle leafing out, apple. I have a Zestar apple, and it is breaking leaf bud. And yellow-rumped warblers are back. Brown thrashers are back. In fact, there's one sitting in our feeder right in front of us. So that's our phenology show for this week. As always, we encourage you to share your observations with us. We're waiting to hear from you.